Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Everybody wants to get into the act. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating, continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And we're having doing that with our good friend Sarah Heiner. Bottom Line Publications is her company. She's the president, CEO, second generation leadership over there. Give us the website, Sarah, and tell us all about you guys.
BottomLineInc.com. So we have our newsletters. We're probably the only people that are still selling books. So we shipped over 700,000 books last year.
Congratulations.
Expert sourced, expert vetted, totally action oriented.
And
what
beautiful.
What do I do about
and
it?
Beautiful.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you know, people don't know what to do. They know there's problems, but they have a hard time knowing what do I do about it and how does that apply to me? And that's what we focus on with our information is giving people actionable things to do. Rather than sit around and complain,
right.
Which you know you and I are going to talk about how to protect yourself with social media, with all the hubbub about Facebook and Google and everybody
right.
stealing your digital stuff. And you go, well, I don't know what to do about it. But we talked to the social media professor at the University of Florida who had some great alternatives to some of the things that we think we can't live without. Want
well,
me to go?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, let's talk about that. And I need the website again, though, before we go any further.
BottomLineInc.com. And we have a store, BottomLineStore.com. You can go there through BottomLineInc.com to help people follow the advice of our experts.
Folks,
we give all this help
thank
with
me
this advice
later
on,
for
like
telling you about Sarah and her company. It's a great American company, too, by the way. That's another reason to get involved with them. All right, tell us about this professor that's been doing some stuff.
So this is great, actually, because you know we all think that we're victims of Facebook and Google Mail, Gmail, and things like that. But they're in the business of collecting our data. If you're getting it for free from Yahoo, from Google, from Facebook, you think it's free? It's not. You are the product. They're collecting our data. So there is, believe it or not, there are other search engines beyond Google. There's this search engine called DuckDuckGo that's a great search engine, but they don't collect or share your personal data. So you don't have to live on Google.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. There's some private email services. Same thing. If you don't want Google and Yahoo, again, they're collecting every keystroke you do. They know what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't use any of those platforms. I mean, I use Outlook. I don't think Outlook, Microsoft doesn't do any of that, as far as I know.
Well, that's a software that you're using in-house. These are the online services.
Yeah, I know, but I know people. I've got a friend who makes a living. He's a consultant, and all of his tools are Google. I said, dude, you know they know everything you're doing, right?
Well, and you know all the stuff with the Alexas and the Siris and the Google Assist.
Yeah.
They're listening to everything you're doing. They know exactly what you're scanning on. How many times, this is so creepy, how many times have you, you know, talked to someone about some topic or, you know, looked at something on Facebook and suddenly you're now on some other website and you see an ad for exactly what you were talking to someone else about before.
Yep.
Those algorithms work very fast.
And that's exactly the shameless self promotion. That's exactly what my third book's about. What you're just talking about right now is exactly what my third book's about.
But even Jim, even the reward cards at stores, you know, get you 3 cents off at CVS Pharmacy.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Don't use them because, you're getting your 3 cents off, but they're tracking everything you're doing and absolutely collecting your data. They've got your address, your phone number. They know who you are, and they're selling that data for what the next thing is. You're going to get all the promotions in the mail for whatever laxatives you're using.
Well, absolutely. And whatever you'll do some surfing, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you'll get a catalog for something you never asked for, right? But here's another thing that happens people don't realize. Your mobile network is selling your location, and they don't know it's you necessarily. They don't know exactly where you are, but they know one of their customers is between these two polls, and if they can shoot you an ad for a local vendor in that between those two towers, they'll do that.
Oh yeah, they absolutely. So here's an interesting story. If I have time, real quick.
30 seconds.
My daughter had her wallet stolen the other night. She was at a grocery store. She stepped away. Girl takes her wallet. She quick calls the police. Within minutes, of course, transactions, the girl had run with her wallet to the Apple store, bought a $3,000 computer, ran to Best Buy, ran to Target.
Wow.
Best Buy and Target have amazing video cameras, mm-hmm. and they were able to literally send my daughter a picture of the woman who stole her car.
Hmm.
But they don't know her. They can't identify it. You know who could identify it? Facebook could identify it.
Yeah. But they won't.
They didn't cut. Facebook, there's no access to be able to
right.
do it.
Oh, yeah. Can't do it.
But, you know, you put a picture on Facebook, and you have a whole bunch of people, and Facebook tells you, did you want to click?
Yeah.
Did you want to tag your cousin Mary?
Sarah, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Sarah Heinerle.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.